HarperCollins presents Through the Wall by Caroline Corcoran, read by Olivia Dowd and Catherine Griffiths. Prologue. Present. I sit, listening to the drip, drip, drip from a shower that only runs for a short time to prevent me from trying to drown myself. There is a loud, unidentified bang at the other end of the corridor, a sob that peaks at my door and then peters out like a siren as it moves further away towards its final destination. I slam my fist down on the gnarly, gray-green carpet in frustration, pick at a thread, trace the initial that is in my mind. A. A psychiatric hospital is such a difficult place in which to achieve just a few necessary seconds of silence. Nonetheless, I try again, pressing my ear against the plaster and shutting my eyes, in case dulling my other senses helps me to hear what's being said on the other side of that wall. It doesn't. My eyes flicker open again, angrily. I look around from my position on the floor and take in what has now become familiar to me after my admission 4 weeks ago. The mesh on the windows, the slippers, not shoes, that are never far away from my toes. The bedside table, up there and empty of night creams, of tweezers, of the normal life of a bedside table. And then I go back to trying to focus on what they, my imminent visitor and her boyfriend, are saying, because it's too good an opportunity to miss when I can hear them right there. "Both of them again," announces the nurse as she flings the door open. She looks at me sitting there on the floor, raises her eyebrows. I stand up slowly, move back to the bed. If she thinks my behavior is odd, she doesn't say it. I imagine she gets used to behavior being odd. Gets used to not saying it. "Just sorting out the paperwork and then we'll let her in," she says. "He said he's staying in the waiting room again. Not sure why he bothers coming." But he does. Every time it's the two of them. In a pair like a Kit Kat. I press my ear against the wall again. So hard this time that it hurts. But since when did pain bother me? 1. Harriet. December. I listen to them have sex, frowning at how uncouth it all sounds, and then I think, what a hypocrite. Because here I am, having sex with myself, with a man who I think is called Eli. I wonder if the couple next door can hear us too, if they are having similar thoughts. Over Eli's naked, olive-skinned shoulder, I glance at the TV. I have no idea who turned it on, but they have put it on mute. A breakfast news segment on turkey farming. What an odd juxtaposition, I think, to all of this sex. As Eli finishes, I look away, embarrassed, from the poultry, then pull my dress back down over my thighs. "I'd better head to work," he says. No eye contact. I barely have the energy nor inclination to nod. "Door's unlocked," I reply, and he slips out without another word. I exhale and reach down to the floor to pick up my glass, then take a sip of amaretto and coke. It's 7 a.m., but I haven't been to bed yet, so it's not quite as bad as it sounds. Plus, it's there, and I'm thirsty. The door slams. I rest my head back against the sofa, look around. Half-full glasses, Pinot Grigio bottles, cigarettes stubbed out into old chocolate dessert ramekins. Crisps squashed into vinegary hundreds and thousands on a cushion. Student scenes. Not what I had thought my life would be at 32.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?